When anthrax showed up in the mail last fall, the nation was unprepared. Laboratories were overwhelmed with suspicious white powders. Officials took too long to assess the risk to postal workers, and it wasn't clear who was responsible for investigating the attack and directing the response. In the second of two reports on bioterrorism preparedness, NPR's Richard Knox reports there's been progress, but the central problem remains unsolved.
It was an hour or so after a Florida man named Bob Stevens died of anthrax. The state's chief disease detective, Dr. Stephen Wiersma, stepped up to a podium in a room full of reporters. He tried to make crystal clear who was in charge.
This is a public health investigation. I can't stress that enough. This is not a criminal investigation. As we mentioned this morning, we do partner with the FBI because of the potential for these bacteria to be used as a bioterrorist threat. Can't stress that enough. It's public health, first and foremost.
A year later, Wiersma explains why public health should take the lead in investigating disease outbreaks, naturally occurring ones, or acts of terrorism. It's not only a matter of expertise and experience, he says, it's a matter of trust.
Sometimes we're very effective in that role at getting information from people, much more effective than law enforcement might be. We don't have badges and we don't have guns. And that makes a big difference when you're talking about a life-saving event and a quick response.
In fact, it was the epidemiologists who nailed down how Bob Stevens got anthrax at his workplace and apparently through the mail. Even so, when a second case appeared, the FBI took control. Public health people were literally shoved into the background.
There was a major shift, both in terms of who was going to lead the investigation as well as who was going to provide information to the public.
Sorting out who's in charge may be the crucial issue in responding to bioterrorism. Muddled lines of authority cost time and cause confusion. By definition, bioterrorism is a federal criminal matter, but it's also a local public health crisis. Dr. Julie Gerberding is the new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In a recent speech in Washington, she stressed the importance of local response.
I believe that the system is only prepared as its weakest link, and so we must make sure that our systems at the local level can reach all clinicians, all public health personnel, all first responders, and really all people if we needed to address any unfolding emergency. Bottom line is all preparedness is really local.
But in the anthrax attacks, local authorities ran into federal delays and obstacles. In New Jersey, where anthrax letters were mailed, officials decided they couldn't wait for direction from Washington. New Jersey officials first realized that any postal worker in a sorting plant could get anthrax, not just those who handled contaminated letters. So they decided to close the local mail sorting center, and they decided to offer antibiotics to all workers in that plant. But Dr. George DeFerdinando, who was the state's health commissioner then, says acting ahead of any federal recommendation posed a big problem.
We didn't have immediate access to the national stockpile, and so I recommended that people go to see their local physician because we didn't have a cache of Cipro.
DeFerdinando says it was a mistake to send people to their private doctors. It was Friday evening, not exactly office hours. One lesson New Jersey learned from the whole episode is not to rely on fast action from Washington. Dr. Clifton Lacey is New Jersey's current health commissioner.
It's extremely important for New Jersey to be able to stand on its own feet until the federal stockpiles of pharmaceuticals or other federal resources would be deployed to New Jersey. And so we need to have an in-state capability to fend for ourselves for a day or 2 days, and that's what we're putting into place now.
State officials say the problems go beyond drug stockpiles or conflicts over who should lead investigations. DeFerdinando sees federal officials as overly cautious.
The CDC has had a long culture of waiting to nail down the diagnosis or waiting to nail down the intervention. And while that leads to extremely high quality output from the Centers for Disease Control, it means that in a day-to-day crisis, the culture of getting it right and developing consensus doesn't lead to rapid decision-making.
Virtually everybody agrees the nation is better armed against bioterrorism than it was a year ago. States are training healthcare providers to be alert. They're improving emergency communications. They're investing in quarantine rooms and decontamination suits. But all that won't be enough unless it's clear who can deploy the resources. and many fear that may get even murkier. State health officials like Florida's Stephen Wiersma don't understand how public health will function in the new Department of Homeland Security.
What happens to public health in a domestic security structure? Is it the same dual-purpose toolbox that we use currently so that it can be as robust to deal with meningitis as with anthrax as with smallpox?
It appears that parts of the public health system will be carved out and put in the new agency. Wiersma fears those parts will become disengaged from everyday public health practice.
The old firehouse mentality where people sit and wait for an attack. Right now, public health doesn't wait.
And it's not clear they'll have to. But the control issues are not settled. Wiersma has vivid memories of being bigfooted by the FBI a year ago. I asked him if he thought things would be different if bioterrorists struck today. No, he said, I don't think so. Richard Knox, NPR News.